afternoon. I'm Jason Parrott, and this is Emphasis. Joining us this afternoon is Tanya Boltz, who is in charge of patron services at the Keokuk Public Library. Tanya, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
This afternoon, we are looking at a big celebration, a milestone for the Keokuk Public Library, going to be celebrated tomorrow. What are we looking at?
50 years ago, we built this building, and we think it is a milestone that we should celebrate. So that's what we're going to do tomorrow from 1 to 3.
This is a modern-looking building. Today, have there been improvements over the years, or was this the original design for the building?
This is the original structure of the building, but there has been many improvements. We have done lots of construction in the lower level, which now has the art center, and we also have done a lot of improvements in the children's area, the genealogy area, and a lot of other areas. It makes it a lot more convenient than what it was before.
How long has Keokuk had a public library?
Well, the first library was a subscription library in 1863, and then in the late 1880s, it became a public library, and then it was moved here in 1962.
What's the difference between a subscription library, as you said, and a public library?
A subscription library is what you have to pay for. You had to pay to become a member. A public library, anybody can become a member. Your taxes is what gets you the privilege to come to the public library.
Where did it used to be set up? Is this the original location and it's just a new building we're celebrating, or was the Keokuk Library in a different location?
The original building sat on the corner of 3rd and Main. That was actually a side entrance, and where it shows what movies are playing, that's where the original public library sat.
As you guys have been looking back, researching and stuff, have you found if there was a reason why it was moved up here? I believe we're on the corner of, is it 7th and or 5th and Concert?
Yes, we are at 5th and Concert. At the time, the building there was two levels, so it made it very difficult for people that had physical handicaps. In this building, you can come in, there's no steps, or there's an elevator at back, which has been recently put in. And also at the time, that district was not a very good district. there was red light district or whatever you want to call it, so they moved it here.
What kind of role does the library play here in Keokuk?
Well, along with many items that we offer, you know, books on CD, DVDs, we also offer free computer service. It's internet, Wi-Fi. We also teach computer classes, and we have a lot of other things. We have fax machine, copy machine, notary service, lots of programs that go on throughout the year, too.
So it's truly been a goal to go beyond just coming in and checking out a book.
Absolutely, absolutely. We try to bring things to people that maybe they can't get at home. You know, with the budget cuts and everything that everybody's had to do, we offer the free computers, the free internet, the free Wi-Fi, which is a great service for people.
It would seem, though, that as easy as it is nowadays to get online in other locations, it's the access at home is much more than it was years ago. Are you seeing more people actually coming in and using the services?
Absolutely. We have a lot of people come in that use the services, the computers and the DVDs. Those are a huge amount. The DVDs check out for free, and that's a great service, along with books on tape, books on CD, CDs that you can listen to in your car, anything like that. They're all free services.
What about, though, you mentioned it, the books? Are you seeing more people coming in and checking out books, or are you seeing them more in an electronic format? Because I know that's one thing that you guys have really tried to do.
I don't think that we've had a decline in books, but we've definitely had an increase in e-readers or downloadable books to an iPod or an iPad or a MP3 player. It's just another service that we can offer.
And what is that option available? Some people may not know that the Keokuk Public Library offers not just the hardcover, softcover books that we grew up with, but taking advantage of the new technology and having the e-books.
With your Keokuk Public Library card, you can download thousands and thousands of free books to your e-readers or to your iPods or iPads, and it's all free of charge.
How often does staff look at technology and say, okay, we're seeing it going in this direction, we need to be heading in this direction now? How much is technology discussed around here?
Technology is a big thing around here. We want to keep up with what's new because we want to keep our patrons coming in here. We want to keep our patrons happy. So we're always looking for new and fresh ideas also.
When it comes to the building in general here, has it always been this kind of layout? You mentioned you've been here for 23 years. How has the flow of the building and the room where items are located, how has that changed over the years?
It has changed a lot over the years. I've seen a lot of changes in 23 years, but definitely the changes have been for the better.
What are some of the changes? What if someone were to walk in today versus maybe, say, 20 years ago, how would this place look different inside?
For one, we have the local history and the genealogy upstairs where people can access that themselves. And local history and genealogy is a huge thing right now. Everybody is into it. And we also have things more handicapped accessible. And the shelves are further apart. And they're just placed differently, which makes a whole lot more sense than what it did at the time.
You mentioned genealogy. How big is it here?
Just yesterday, I had four different people in here doing research, and they were from all over parts of the country.
And what is available for someone to come in and say, okay, you know what, I really want to start. I'm interested in genealogy. What can they do here?
We have access to Ancestry.com, and we also have access to HeritageQuest.com. We have all of the city directories, and our newspapers go back to 1856.
Do you guys offer any types of classes or training when it comes to, for someone who's a starter?
We do offer some classes, and then there's also the local genealogical society that meets here, and they will be more than happy to help you also.
We touched on it early on with the art center. What is it like to have that facility in the basement here? How did we get to the point of having the art center here?
I think the art center is a very good resource for the people in Keokuk. It's kind of a hand-in-hand thing. Some of the people that come to the art center come up to the library. Some people that come to the library go down to the art center. And it's a very convenient place for the art center. And it works really great because they can also teach their classes, have art classes and pottery classes and things downstairs in the art center.
What had to be done to get that here?
We had to remodel the basement, and Shirley Dick, who's the past librarian, made a wonderful donation, and we've done a huge amount of remodeling with that. And now that we can use the lower level for many things, not just the art center, but many things, the meeting rooms down there, there's kitchenette down there, there's storage room down there. It's really, really worked out well.
And then that ties in with, as people around Keokuk know it, the round room. That's all you have to say is an event is going on in the round room. That's kind of something that seems to be shared between the library, the public, and the art center.
Correct. The art center usually has displays of artwork in there every month. They change it out every month, and that's a great resource for people to come and look at, see different things in Keokuk.
Now, before we get more into the actual library and what's going on now, with tomorrow's event coming up here, it's going to be from 1 to 3 o'clock. What all is going to be going on to mark the 50th anniversary of this building?
I'm going to have a couple of speakers here, including the Keokuk Mayor, Tom Marion, and the Director, Emily Rolfs, and some library board members and lifelong supporters. And I have put together a PowerPoint presentation of pictures of the old library and pictures of building of this new library, which is just phenomenal to see this building actually go up. It's a great presentation.
What did it look like? I mean, we see the construction nowadays. Did it look like what a normal construction project looks like?
There's a lot of similarities, but there was a great big huge house that sat right here across the alley. It was huge, and it's just hard to believe that house actually sat there. And then in the spot where the library currently sits, there was an old gas station, and a lot of people didn't realize that. So,
in terms of the previous building, how does this one, you mentioned the accessibility is a big thing, the one story. Was the other building kind of like the rest of Main Street, just kind of a tall brick building, a two-story building? Did it look like other parts of Main Street here?
Absolutely. It just blended in with a lot of the other buildings. And the children's level was downstairs, and the adults were upstairs.
Anything else with tomorrow that people should know about in terms of what's going to be going on here? You mentioned the speakers, kind of a slideshow. Anything else that's going on for people, tours, anything like that?
We'd be happy to give you tours of the library, the library and the art center. We'd love to have you there. And we'd also love to have people come in and talk about the old library. If they have any stories of the old library, we would love to have them and have them either wrote down or recorded for our next generation, for people to know about the old library and the history of this town.
Looking ahead to the future, you talk about having the recordings for the future here. What do you see as the future of the Keokuk Public Library as technology changes, as people's reading habits change? What do you see in the future?
I think reading habits will change, but I think they will continue to read, whether it be on e-readers or books. Some people just don't want to give up their books, and that's great. But we will always offer the e-reader downloadable books, which are great.
How do you decide what books will be here and how many copies you have? How are those decisions made, and even when to maybe get rid of a book?
If the book doesn't check out within 3 years, we usually discard it so we can have room for new books. All of the popular authors we almost always get at least two copies of, because those are just something that people are going to check out. It doesn't matter. We try to get subjects that people like, and if somebody requests a book, we will try to get it. We also offer interlibrary loan service. If there's a book that we don't have, we can try to get it for you from another library.
And that is something that I have in my notes to talk about, is the fact that you guys work really well with other libraries and that ability to share. Who all can you access? What all libraries can you access that if you don't have it in Keokuk, you can go somewhere else?
We can go throughout the whole state of Iowa to get books. There is a website that we go to search. And then also, if there's not any in the state of Iowa, we have some in the country that we can go to. Sometimes there's a little more charges for that, but we can always access the ones through Iowa.
Now, is there a charge? I mean, obviously, if I'm just coming in off the street and I live in Keokuk here, I get my library card. For me to check out a book and you have it, is there any kind of a cost?
No, there's no charge at all.
But if there's a book that I want that you guys don't have, is there any type of shipping or any type of that fee?
There is a fee of $1.25 to help with postage.
Also, one of the other areas, and I saw you sitting right next to it when you walk into the library, is a large children's area. How much is done when it comes to children's services?
Children's services, we have a wonderful program here. We have story hour on Wednesdays and Thursday mornings. We have Monday afternoons. We have game on. They come in and play board games on Wednesday afternoons. School now in Keokuk gets out early on Wednesdays. We have a children's movie every Wednesday, and it's all free of charge. We also have popcorn at the movies, too.
How popular are those? I mean, how many kids do you guys usually get on, say, a weekly basis?
For the story hour, there's probably anywhere from 10 to 20 kids every Wednesday and Thursday morning. And on Monday afternoons, there's usually probably at least 10 kids playing games. And the movies are always busy, always kids in there. And we have beanbags that they lay on, and they really like to be able to lay on the beanbags.
How important is it to be teaching kids about the library at that early age?
It's very important because we want to teach the kids to come in here. The library's fun. It's a fun place to hang out, and it's a safe place to hang out. And they can learn lots of things, even though they may not think they're learning, but they really are.
And I know in the past there has been an effort with the computers and stuff to have kind of computer learning classes for maybe people in the community who aren't as up on technology and stuff. Are those still going on?
Yes, we'll be starting those up actually in October, and they are free computer classes to anybody that wants to take them, and we provide everything. All you have to do is show up, and there's absolutely no charge.
What are some of the general things that they can learn? I mean, is it internet? Is it stuff like PowerPoint? I mean, what are some of the things they can learn?
We have beginning computers, beginning internet, advanced internet, Facebook, eBay, Excel. And we're going to try to do an open lab. So if you come in and you have questions about something, then we'll try to answer those for you.
What do you hope people take away and think about when they hear the Keokuk Public Library?
I hope that they take away that this is a great asset to our community, and we want people to come in here for all reasons. We would love to have people come in and share the celebration with us and to see maybe there's something that you've never done before or never explored before, and we would love to show that to you.
All right. Well, as I look at my clock, I believe we are out of time. Tanya, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Tanya Boltz. She is in charge of patron services at the Keokuk Public Library. For Tri-State's Public Radio News, I'm Jason Parrott.